Chapter 56. Seek and ye shall find. Langdon stood at the rim of the baptismal font and stared down at the pale yellow death mask, whose wrinkled countenance gazed blankly upward. The hooked nose and protruding chin were unmistakable. Dante Alighieri. The lifeless face was disturbing enough, and yet something about its position in the font seemed almost supernatural. For a moment, Langdon was unsure what he was seeing. Is the mask hovering? Langdon crouched lower, peering more closely at the scene before him. The font was several feet deep, more of a vertical well than a shallow basin, its steep walls dropping down to a hexagonal repository that was filled with water. Strangely, the mask seemed to be suspended partway down the font, perched just above the surface of the water as if by magic. It took a moment for Langdon to realize what was causing the illusion. The font had a vertical central spindle that rose halfway up and flattened into a kind of small metal platter just above the water. The platter appeared to be a decorative fountainhead and perhaps a place to rest a baby's bottom, but it was currently serving as a pedestal on which the mask of Dante rested, elevated safely above the water. Neither Langdon nor Sienna said a word as they stood side by side gazing down at the craggy face of Dante Alighieri, still sealed in his Ziploc bag, as if he'd been suffocated. For a moment, the image of a face staring up out of a water-filled basin conjured for Langdon his own terrifying experience as a child, stuck at the bottom of a well, staring skyward in desperation. Pushing the thought from his mind, he carefully reached down and gripped the mask onto either side, where Dante's ears would have been. Although the face was small by modern standards, the ancient plaster was heavier than he'd expected. He slowly lifted the mask out of the font and held it up so that he and Sienna could examine it more closely. Even viewed through the plastic bag, the mask was remarkably lifelike. Every wrinkle and blemish of the old poet's face had been captured by the wet plaster. With the exception of an old crack down the center of the mask, it was in perfect condition.
"Turn it over," Sienna whispered. "Let's see the back."
Langdon was already doing just that. The security video from the Palazzo Vecchio had clearly shown Langdon and Ignazio discovering something on the reverse side of the mask, something of such startling interest that the two men had essentially walked out of the palace with the artifact. Taking exceptional care not to drop the fragile plaster, Langdon flipped the mask over and laid it face down in his right palm so they could examine the back. Unlike the weathered, textured face of Dante, the inside of the mask was smooth and bare. Because the mask was never meant to be worn, its backside had been filled in with plaster to give some solidity to the delicate piece, resulting in a featureless, concave surface, like a shallow soup bowl. Langdon didn't know what he had expected to find on the back of the mask, but it most certainly was not this. Nothing. Nothing at all. Just a smooth, empty surface. Sienna seemed equally confused.
"It's blank plaster," she whispered. "If there's nothing here, what did you and Ignazio see?"
"I have no idea," Langdon thought, pulling the plastic bag taut across the plaster for a clearer view.
"There's nothing here,"